Blog Talk Radio.
Get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. It rains every day, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Vision Show all up in your area. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. And that's G-O-O-D, good word. So tonight, on this Flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, we're talking about they were supposed to be slow. They were supposed to be slow. So we're talking about people that we grew up and people that you know that might not be fast on the ball, they a little slow. Or so we thought so. That don't mean they couldn't learn, and maybe they caught up to y'all when it was their turn. So you know how you may have known or grew up with somebody that caught on to things a little bit late. Maybe like we were talking about the other day, they were in those LD classes. But did that mean that they were stupid? Some people have a learning disability or just learn a little bit slower than other people. It doesn't mean that they don't catch up. You've heard that story about the tortoise and the hare, right? Well, the hare was real fast and could easily beat a turtle. But what happened? The turtle just kept going and going, 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 going. So in that story, the hare went first because it was fast, it was swift, it was slick. That hare didn't have any respect for that tortoise. Had no respect for him. Like, you don't deserve to be in the same race as me. So he ran far ahead of the tortoise. But the tortoise just kept on going. Mm-hmm. I move at my own pace, move at my own pace. I sit around and check out the place. I'm always on the road to make sure that I eat you like pie a la mode. I'ma still learn the same thing that you learned, but I gotta wait my turn. That's okay. Earn my respect. You don't respect me right now, but you will when I check your neck. So because the hare literally slept on the tortoise passed him and won the race. Even if the tortoise hadn't run that race, he would have still covered the same ground as the hare did. So although the hare was faster, swifter, and appeared to be smarter, it didn't mean that the tortoise didn't get his. Everybody doesn't like people who move at a fast pace. Everybody doesn't like a swift talker and somebody who thinks that they're smarter than everybody else. Everybody doesn't appreciate that. So, what happens when people think that somebody is slow? From my experience, when I was growing up and somebody thought that somebody else was a little slow, they either tried to play them, tried to talk slick around them, tried to make them look bad, tried to ridicule them, humiliate them, play them out, outsmart them, take unfair advantage of them, or they took them under their wing. They took them under their wing and fought for them and made sure that nobody else tried to play them or tried to hurt them or tried to diss them or tried to make them look bad. That's what happened with the people that I knew that was slow. Now, what do we mean when we say slow? Because somebody may not have the same physical abilities or attributes as somebody else. Maybe you lift the weights fast. Maybe they lift the weights slow. Maybe you run the track fast. Maybe they walk the track or run the track slow in a jog or whatever. Maybe you talk fast, like, yo, this is what we're going to do. I remember last weekend when I was with everybody and we was doing the damn thing around, you know, the people that they do the damn thing, and we went over here and we doing this. I tell you, it was crazy as shit. And, yo, these niggas over here be trying to play everybody, you know what I mean? They crazy as shit. But I like, I ain't with the motherfuckers because, you know, they all that. They be doing, you know, they got that shit going on. And plus, and blah, 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 you know, some people like people who are fiery and fast and furious that way. But not everybody. Some people talk more like this. Hey, how you doing? My name is such and such and such. What's your name? Oh, okay. Well, I grew up in a little town where people did certain things, and the influences that I had growing up were the type of people who, you know, they're a little slower. They're a little bit more paced. They're a little bit more hesitant. You're still going to get all of the information out of them, but you're just not going to get it firing off on all six cylinders or whatever, like somebody else does. It doesn't mean that they don't learn fast. They may just have slower bodily functions or slower reactions. But people take that as a weakness. Like, oh. Okay. So what happens when predatory men finds out that a pretty woman is slow, or when they think that a pretty woman is slow? You know what's going to happen. They're going to try to out slick her and try to get in that ass, get her to pull them panties down, pull them to the side. Ain't nothing going to happen, baby. Put the head in, the body in. Shit, I'm about to put my whole car. Somebody been in this parking space. I could put a truck in it. Yo, we got a U-Haul? Yeah. If a woman is slow and a man can see that, he's going to try to take advantage of it, probably physically, of a sexual nature. Simple as that. I mean, what do they talk about? The dumb blonde? Like, she pretty, and she is the prototypical beauty, the prototypical European beauty, but she ain't all that smart. So we can, if nothing else, you can fuck her. But many men have gotten played out by that blonde now, haven't they? Must have been because she wasn't a natural blonde. That's what happened. She her roots were just as black and brown as anybody else's. Nonetheless, when people think that some people are slow, they try to play them. Going on, my big sis Robin Ming is all up in the house. She doing her thing for the queens and kings, and that's my word, y'all. Glad to see you. That's my word, y'all. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, always here to chill, dressed to kill. He got the bills. What's going on, my brother? Good to see my eyes on you. Dad, glad you came through. Oh, so that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. They were supposed to be slow. So sometimes those people who were supposed to be slow pull the bait and switch on your ass. You thought that you were so much smarter than them. You thought that you could easily play them. You thought that you could take them under your wing and make them do your bidding and make them do the things that you wanted them to do. But they played you because you thought that they were stupid. They thought that you were stupid too. Only one of y'all could be right and only going to be one winner at the end of the night. And the night may seem like it goes on and on for a week or a month as we speak. Because the game ain't over till there's a winner. And you're probably not going to beat if you're a beginner. And nobody knows where you start, but they can tell one thing for sure, where your heart is. It's going down, baby. Yeah. So sometimes what you see is not always all that's there. Sometimes what we think is happens to be a ain't. Speaking of is or ain't, I never forget when I was in 10th grade. Now I was in 10th grade, but I was supposed to be in 11th. Because I flunked the 8th grade. So I got put up. Well, it's a long story. I graduated on time. On the pace that I was at in 86, it looked like I wasn't going to graduate until 89. But I graduated in 88. I've never been slow, and nobody's ever thought I was slow. Does that mean that I always perform up to my best ability or at the level of expectations that others had for me? No. But I was never slow. But guess what? Some people who were slow never flunked the grade. They never fucked up. They just kept on going like the tortoise. But I never forget in 10th grade, and this is going to that whole is and ain't thing. When I was in 10th grade, this girl, I've talked about her on the show before, but yeah, this girl, she wanted me to go over a crib. She thought I was cute. Little dark skin joint. I mean, dark skin too. She was a chocolate, you know. But I was like, fuck that, this joint fine as shit. And she was. Or at least she was in my eyes. I had seen this girl at the After Midnight. Now, y'all seen, if those of y'all who've been on my page, Y'all seen some of the pictures that I posted of when I was like 16 years old. You know I did not look like I was 18 or even 16 when I was 16 years old. But I was at After Midnight, and I saw her at the After Midnight one day. But she didn't see me see her. And that Monday, I was like, yo, you was at the After Midnight on Saturday. She was like, yeah, I was. Me and my sister and blah, 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 we went, how'd you know? I was like, I was there. I saw you. You had on this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. She was like, So she started taking an interest in me. And she was like, well, listen, we get out early on Tuesday. Why don't you come over to my crib? She lived up around, I'm going to say like around 45th and Baltimore Ave, somewhere around there, which what is now known as University City, all that. Well, that's not really University. On that side, I always considered University City to be over on the other side. But anyway, she lived around, around 45th Baltimore, 46th Baltimore, something like that. And she didn't live with her mom. She lived with her sister. So I'm thinking, like, all right, I'm going to get some ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, she already invited me over to crib. I already know how she played, because when I saw her after midnight, you know, I didn't drink or nothing. You know, my body was totally clean, but she was drinking, sipping, smoking. I was like, damn, this is going wild. Anyway, to make a long story short, because I don't want to go into all that. After I went over her crib, because she had went to the store and got a 40-ounce, a Coke 900, and my little clean body, my little clean non-alcoholic body drunk like a glass of that Coke 900. I was flying. But anyway, she sent me home, and she was like, all right, this weekend, you want to spend the night? So I didn't get no ass that day, but I was going to get some ass that weekend. But she was like, she threw me off when she said spend the night. And I was like, I ain't never spent a night with no chick before. I hadn't. At 16 years old, I had never spent a night. And at that time, I ain't really want to spend a night. I want to fuck, but I ain't want to. I'm like, we ain't got to spend a night. But she was like, so what are you trying to do with me? And I was like, what you mean? She was like, what are you trying to do? Like, you want me to be a girl, whatever? She was like, are we a is or are we a ain't? She blew my fucking mind. I was like, are we a is or a? Nobody had ever talked to me like that before. And I was digging it. Like, the more I look at you, the chocolatier you get. I was like, is we a is or is we a ain't? Because she said it one of those ways. Whatever way she said it, she got her point across. Is we a is or is we a ain't, oh? And I was like, we kind of is. We is-ish. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, when I was talking about, you know, things are is or ain't, it reminded me of, it took me back to that. So like, this girl gave me mad game. I won't wonder whatever happened to her. She was kind of wild. All right. So, because at that time, she might have thought I was a little slow because I was green. I was hip and all of that, but I was green in ways. She didn't even live with her mom. She lived with her sister, and she actually had to pay rent in the place where she was staying. So she had to grow up a little faster than me. I was living at the crib, and I was comfortable at the crib with my mom and my stepdad and my two sisters. My little nephew, you know, one big happy family. So, but it's funny because I was thinking of her, like, she's probably thinking that I'm slow because I'm not out there in the streets like that. I'm thinking that she's slow because she couldn't factor a polynomial and she was in a higher grade than me. I think she was a senior. I'm like, you can't do algebra. You slow. She was like, you can't bag up coke. You slow. I'm like, no, you slow. She's like, no, you slow. No, I'm like, no, you slow. No, you slow. No, you, no, you, no, you, no, you, no, you, no, you, you. Yes, baby. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't try to play each other. That's what I do remember. We didn't try to play each other or take unfair advantage of each other. But we didn't get the fuck either. I was a little salty about that. Anyway, Ansel, my brother Ansel Jones, he says, my memory did a 180 after my injury. People got mad when they couldn't laugh and joke anymore. Wow. Wow. Carol Chambers says, game on, take advantage. Or it says rake advantage. It says rake advantage. You mean take? Carol Chambers says, slow and steady wins the race. I'm just saying. It can. Robbie Ming says, guys used to try to play me, and I acted like I was dumb to them. but at the end of the game, I screwed them good. Did you mean like literally? You know, like screwed them good? Like, oh my God, I would have never thought this dummy could do these things. Or do you mean like they wind up getting the short end of the stick? Literally. But yeah, but I understand, Rob, because yeah. If a man thinks that a woman ain't too bright, he's going to try to get over on her. Probably physically. Sometimes he might take whatever she has. Because people who think that people are slow, they wonder how they ever got things. Like they figure that people who they think are slow must just be so lucky that people must just donate to them all the time. You know? Like, you know, people work. People work. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it. Emily. What's going on, Emmy M? How you feeling, ma? She says, right. Me too, Robin. Trying to play me and the person will get played. Weezy Breeland is in the house. Weezy B. Weezy Weeze all over the house. What's going on? How you feeling? She probably heard something about slow and playing people, and she probably was like, oh, I'm clicking on this shit today. Weeze normally just comment after the fact. She said, oh, no, my baby is on there. I'm clicking. That's the right subject right here. I got something to say. I got something to say. What's that, Weeze? You know what I'm saying? Robbie Mink says, Omar, it goes, you are my baby. No, that's not what she said. She didn't say is or is you ain't my baby. She said, is we a is or is we a ain't. That's why I caught my attention, Rob. She flipped, bounced, and did some fly shit. Nah. If this was over the phone, she was like, is we a is or is we a ain't. Like, another, what you trying to do, boy? Yeah, man, I remember her little slick ass. She said, I clocked your whole wardrobe, oh. She was like, I checked out your sneakers, probably about $75. Your jeans, you wear Guess jeans, they probably about $65. Your shirt. I was like, I thought it was funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? She was kicking some game. Cal talking about some, oh, shut up, Omar. Don't start with me. I'm starting with you. I'm finishing with you. We going to have a middle. You ain't. You going to have to deal with me today. You going to have to deal with me. Oh, man. All right. Okay. Weezy B says, true, been there, experienced that. And the beauty I cannot see, Cherry is in the house. What's going on, beauty I cannot see, Cherry? A Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. How you feeling? She says, don't let looks fool you. I'm very smart, but people always assume, oh, people thought you were slow. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Shirley Show? How you feeling? Wow. This is good. That's good to see me. So good. That's what I'm talking about. We says, hey, I knows. hey, you knows. I got some real stories. Oh, yeah. Weez will tell you stories for days. Hood stories, street stories, stories of success, failure, tragedy, triumph. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. She should have wrote a book like an 82. It's long overdue. It's a lot more pages left, though. So when we talk about you, the reason I named this show, they were supposed to be slow, is for the exact reasons that a lot of y'all are saying how people tried to play y'all. When the reason that we say that somebody was supposed to be slow, because we're like, when they surprise you by just being of average intelligence, you thought that they was slow. You thought that they was stupid. You thought that they was weak. You thought that they was whack. You thought that they was corny. You thought that they couldn't catch on. You thought they wasn't getting it. Meanwhile, they just wasn't showing you. They got it just like everybody else. But sometimes we can be so self-absorbed and so self-righteous that we don't recognize the gifts that somebody else has been given. Like we think that we're giving them gifts. They already had the gifts. We think that we're dropping jewels. They like jewels. I got a whole fucking jewelry chest. No, not a jewelry box. You know, like them jewelry chests, you know, that you find at the bottom of the ocean from a sank pirate ship. Yeah, I'm talking about that. You know, crowns, jewels, emeralds, pearls, not diamonds, rubies and shit. You know what I mean? Precious gems. Precious gems. So, like I was saying, when people think that you're slow, they're either going to try to take unfair advantage of you and play you, or they're going to try to take you under their wing and protect you and make sure that nobody else tries to play you. Make sure nobody else tries to play you. Make sure nobody else tries to play you. They better not try to do nothing to you. Make sure that nobody else tries to play you. Nobody tries to play you. Make sure that nobody else tries to play you. Yo, they gotta see you. They gotta see me. Make sure that nobody else tries to play you. Make sure that nobody else tries to play you. Make sure that nobody else tries to play you. If they try to play you, then they playing me. They don't want to do that. See, that's my word. That's my word. All right, y'all. Y'all can call into the show. 319-527-6199. That's a number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are talking about they were supposed to be slow. It's totally uncensored show. You can say it how you feel it. You want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you can do it right here. You want to yell, you want to scream, you want to yell out loud, you can do it black and proud. I don't give a... Hey, all you got to do is be like a little bit respectful. Not even all the way respectful. Just be a little bit respectful. But express your passion in any form of fashion. Express your passion in any form of fashion. Express your passion in any form of fashion. 319-527-6199, baby. And that's just if you want to talk live on the air. You can still stay in the chat. You can hide behind your little phone keyboard, or in the case of Carol Chamberlain, your little real keyboard, Bluetooth type. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but that's how it's going down. The Daily Go Get a Business Show. So let's switch it up a little bit. Cause we know what predatory people try to do to people that they think they slow. But sometimes even people who are protective over people who were slow can get dissed too. And they can get played by people who wasn't slow that they thought was slow. Like, so you running behind here trying to protect somebody that can protect themselves. You're running behind here making sure that somebody who will not get played or has the ability to play others, you're trying to make sure that they don't get played. You're trying to make sure, like, you're basically babying them because you don't think that they're smart enough to be able to recognize danger or to be able to fend for themselves or to be able to emotionally protect themselves. And in doing that, even though it may not be your intention, you are disrespecting them also. So they may rebel against you also. Like, I'm going to show you that I can make it out here. I know these streets, or I know these books, or I know these schools, or I know these halls. I can make it just like anybody else. But you're not giving them, you're not giving them the respect that they deserve to be able to be able to navigate their way through life. And that is as disrespectful to them as somebody else thinking that they're too stupid to make it. Because you and the predator have both in common that you have no faith in the person that you are either protecting or playing. And trust me, the person that you are protecting or playing is not going to like that. They're not going to like it. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love goes a long way. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love is what we. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love is all we, girl. Got to take our time. Get it right. All right. All right. No, it still says right answer. Wait. A lot of people retain ignorance permanently. Oh, Ansel has said, I learned some people ain't good at taking tests. Having good memory don't make you smart.
That's true.
And a lot of people do freeze up when it comes to taking exams. But it's been proven that giving exams or taking exams is not the best measure of somebody's intelligence. And intelligence just means learning ability. So when you consider somebody to be slow, are you saying that they are unintelligent? Because your intelligence is your ability to learn. It's not your ability to learn fast or slow. It's just your ability to learn. If you cannot learn at all, then you lack intelligence. If you are able to learn, whether you learn fast or whether you learn slow, you're still intelligent. You still qualify under the umbrella of what intelligence means. See, a lot of people don't look at it that way. We think all of these little slick hustlers out here are somebody to be revered, somebody to be admired, somebody to look up to, somebody that's all that. But look at Donald Trump. He's a very fast learner. He's actually very intelligent. He does a lot of stupid shit, though, but he's actually a very fast learner. He just is. I know we hate him and everything, but if you're gonna strategize against your enemy, do not underestimate him. That would be dumb, because that's what people do to slow people. They underestimate them. And the thing about it is, when somebody thinks that you're stupid, you only have to do one thing smart to prove them wrong. One thing, and there has probably been somebody in each one of our lives that didn't think that we was too smart. Well, how'd that turn out? How'd that turn out? When I was in college, I had a professor who didn't think I was too smart. He didn't think I was too smart. And this was an English class, my fucking best subject. So he didn't like me because I thought that the other people in the class were too slow. They were asking what I considered to be stupid questions about a story that was cut and dry. So I'm in the class like, first of all, it's summer school. And I never went to summer school before. And I was like, oh, this is the fucking worst. I can't believe that I got to take these fucking summer classes. Ugh. So I'm in this class, and I want to get the fuck on the body here. Like, look, man, give us the essays to write so we can go ahead and write the essays and let me get on the body here. Well, the teacher was checking me out. He liked my attitude. And he must have saw me. You know, I was being rude. I wasn't being a very good student. I was just... Because, you know, I was in the back like, matter of fact, I didn't sit in the back. I'm sitting in the front. So I'm like, oh, God, these motherfuckers. I'm the only black dude in the class that I remember. If there was more than one, it wasn't more than two. So I'm like, Come on, let's get this shit over with. He stepped at me. He stepped at me after class, and he said, listen, I want to talk to you for a minute. I didn't like the dude because he was gay acting. Like, he was white dude. He was the kind of white dude that wore his sweater around his neck. You know what I'm saying? Like he going to go play tennis or something. And he had this weird tan. He was like orange before I ever saw Donald Trump. Well, actually, I've seen Donald Trump before, but I didn't know he, you know, used the tanning lamps and all of that. And this dude was short. He was short, and like I said, he claimed that he was married to a woman and all of this shit and had kids. I'm like, what the use? So I ain't really want to learn from this guy. So maybe I was acting like I thought he was slow, but he understood his position and his power. And he said to me, he said, look, he said, first, and how do you talk? He said, at first, because he had the little limp-wristed thing going on. At first, I thought maybe, you know, the reason that you were acting the way that you were acting was because you were slow, or, you know, maybe you weren't getting it or whatever. That's what he said. He said, but then when you turned in your first essay, I realized, oh, my God, he's brilliant, and he really does get it. But, you know, your attitude towards the other students in the class is just not acceptable. He said, so maybe we can, I'm thinking that maybe, like, he told me, I don't want you in my class. I don't want anybody in my class who ruins the energy of learning that way. I don't want you here. So I'm thinking maybe there's something that we can do where you don't have to come to class. And, you know, so you can maybe take, just turn in your assignments or whatever. And I said, oh, shit. So I was like, uh-oh. Because my black ass in this white school knew that I was only going to get the grades that I deserved. But if this motherfucker allowed me not to come to class, I knew he was going to play the shit out of me. Like, well, he doesn't come to class. He's not getting the assignments. And I knew he wasn't going to grade my shit accordingly. So I said, I went home and I told my dad about it. And I said, Dad, like, I got this professor, and my professor, he telling me that he don't like me and he don't want me to come to class. He don't care if I come to class and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking my dad going to give me some hella fire crazy, you know, advice that's going, you know, show that he, you know what I mean? I'm thinking he going to show me how to play him. He said, this is what you better do. You better go and apologize to that man and ask him, can you please come back to his class? Because you already know that if he gets you out of the class, then you're going to flunk that class. You're going to flunk a class that you probably should have got an A in. So what I did is my little 20-year-old black ass went to that man, Shim, and I said, listen, I apologize for, you know, the way that I acted. And, you know, I'm going through a hole. I made up some shit. I said, listen, may I please come back to the class and I want to show you that, you know, I was just that's not the person that I really am. He said, well, okay. So I came back to class and I started participating and treating everybody nice. Hey, yeah, that was great. Yeah, good point. You know, that kind of shit. I got an A in the class. I was going to get an F. He was going to fix it, so I got an F. And I knew it. I fucking knew it. Real recognized real. I had to do what I had to do. And I needed that A. So, like I said, I looked at him like he was slow, like the other people in the class were slow. I was wrong for that. He looked at me like, nigga, you you must be slow. You ain't smarter than nobody. I'm the professor. So I had to get a PhD. Who the fuck is you? You ain't even got your bachelor's yet. He was right. He was also wrong. I was right. No, maybe I wasn't right about anything. I was definitely wrong. So you were supposed to be slow. So me looking at this professor like he was slow, he said, all right, I'm going to show you. He definitely wasn't intimidated by me. And of course, back then, you know, I wasn't all big. I was skinny, but I was bigger than him. He must have been about like 5'4", 5'5", or some shit like that. All right. Okay. All right. Hold on, y'all. What we got? Beauty I Cannot See Cherry says, I'm at my son's birthday event. Singers, artists, and poets, but I have my phones in listening to the show. I saved a few lives, and I'm proud of how they turned out. That's what's up. Good shit. We said, don't believe the hype word. Just being you, huh? Yeah, he didn't like me at all, Weez. Yeah, but he he was basically like, nope, I'm kicking you out of my class. And he was doing it unofficially. It wasn't like he went to the dean. He couldn't complain that I was disruptive in the class. He couldn't do that. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, this my motherfucker. This my shit. You ain't going to come in my shit and rearrange it like it's your shit. This my shit. And I had to respect that. I did. I had to respect that. He had something that I needed. That was that grade. He was going to give me a grade, though, but not the one I needed. He told me, oh, no, you can definitely do the work. Your essay was way better than theirs. I don't give a fuck. Wait till we, how you going to pass the class when you don't attend the class? How you going to take these exams? What was I going to do? Sneak into class? I could have got ugly. Carol Chamberlain says, you ate crow. It wasn't the first time I ate crow, and it would not be the last time I ate crow. I'm hard-headed. I got to get punched in the mouth or knocked upside my head sometimes to learn shit. But, okay, I got it, though. Got it. Uncle! The beauty of it is I make other people scream uncle, too. This is for that little punk-ass gay professor back in 1991. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, said, I think of myself as an undercurrent type. That has made some perceive me as being slow. Then somebody does something to make me go from 0 to 80, not 60, to 80. Ooh. You're exceeding the speed limit there, sir. Unless, of course, you're down in Texas or some other places too. But, you know. But yeah, they were supposed to be slow. They were supposed to be slow. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know what I mean? But if nothing else, hit that like button. Let people know where you're at. Let them know how you fell. Sell the Dell, son. But they were supposed to be slow. Now, like I said, you know, sometimes you have good intentions for somebody that you think is slow. So you try to protect them. You try to make sure that nobody else tries to play them and all of that. And then they show you that they don't need you to do that. And you can also get played by people that you were trying to protect. That doesn't feel good, but it happens. It happens. Somebody that you was looking out for played you. I thought they were supposed to be slow. Well, you kind of disrespected them by underestimating their abilities. You didn't mean to diss them, but it kind of, you know, it's sort of like when you hit somebody with your car. Yeah, you didn't mean to hurt them, some of y'all, but they still have medical bills that have to be paid for because of your negligence. You got to pay for that. So treating somebody like they're slow or trying to play somebody like they're stupid because you think that they're slow is no better than overprotecting somebody because you don't think that they're swift enough, fast enough to be able to take care of themselves. It's not a good look. So we have to find better ways to communicate with people. We have to find better ways to be able to assist people or be able to but don't play them like they can't be what they are, like they can't keep up or whatever. Yeah, when you think that somebody is too stupid to do this or too stupid to do that, or they would never find out about this, they would never look out like that, they would never go over here like that, they would never find out that shit, they would never come on through, they would never know that that's not what they do, they would never ever see me shine, they would never what the fuck they doing here this time, they never ever come on by, they would never get high, they would never ever be on that shit, they would never make a lot of money, that is legit. They're going to have to make sure they sell some drugs. And even like that, they probably get caught because they thugs. And they would never ever advance in life because you don't think that they that good because they tripe. Nah. No, baby. Everybody has God-given gifts that they were born with. Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all.
Hey, all right. Hey, what the fuck,
huh? Hey, Gary. My fault, y'all. Yeah. I had a little delivery. So, thinking that somebody is not smart enough to be able to take care of themselves, not smart enough to protect themselves, not smart enough to be able to match wits with somebody else that you think is smarter than them, that's disrespectful too. And that shit can come back on you. So, it's, you know, and we're going to feel like, or should I say y'all going to feel like, because it ain't going to be me, you're going to feel like they took your kindness for being weak. But that's not really what they did. That's not really what they doing. What's actually happening is What's actually happening is that you're not showing somebody the proper respect. You're pretty much dissing them in their favor. You're making it sound like they need you more than they may need you, or that they require you more than they need you, than you need them. And nobody wants to feel like an underling, right or wrong. Don't nobody be wanting to feel like no underling. You know what I'm saying? So, hold on, what's this shit? Okay. Yeah. Don't nobody want to feel like you think that you're better than them, even if they looking out for you. Care Bear. What's going on, Care Bear? She said, who the fuck hit the... Listen, you know every show somebody come and put the thumbs down. You know, listen, don't give them no shot. They still came through. It's just somebody hating. It's somebody who don't have eyelashes as long as mine, because they is fake. And you know why you don't have, you know why you gotta wear long ass fake eyelashes? Because you slow. If you were smarter in school, you would never have them fake ass eyelashes, but you slow. Yeah. What's up now, motherfucker? What's up now? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact. All right. You know what I'm saying? Don't, so, listen, somebody going to hit that thumbs down button. I don't care. Shit. Let as many hit that as the up button. You know, balance it out. You know what I mean? Balance it out. One thing is true, that only you can only choose a thumbs up or thumbs down per account. So if you make up dummy accounts just to give me a thumbs down, I'm with it. Like, you know that still counts as a view, right? I mean, I need those. All right. Yeah, man. You know, they were supposed to be slow. You know, there's some people in life who were very successful who were supposed to be slow. Albert Einstein was thought to be fucking retarded. Theory of relativity later. A lot of these rappers never graduated high school. I bet you some of them were thought to be slow. Forget about rappers. A lot of these entertainers, period, whether they're singers or actors, a lot of them were high school dropouts. They had a certain skill, and they left school or whatever because they didn't feel like they were learning anything. Or they were being teased or whatever, and they just chased their dream and they found it. You remember the Rat Pack? You know, James Dean. No, not James Dean. What the fuck? What's his name? Dean Martin. The black guy, Sammy Davis Jr. Frankie. Come on, y'all. You know the most famous Frank. Sinatra, and who's the other guy? Anyway, none of them graduated high school. None of them. The four of them, five of them, whatever, they didn't graduate high school. And I'm sure they were not all straight A students and just said, fuck it, man, I'm a sing. But they didn't graduate high school. Still managed to be very successful. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that there was probably some struggle that they had. But they kept going. So slow people, many of them just keep going. They keep going. But remember when the greatest was alive, Muhammad Ali, the greatest. By the way, Muhammad Ali was a high school dropout. Muhammad Ali said he could not read or write before he joined the Nation of Islam. He said he could not read or write before he joined the Nation of Islam. He said they taught him to read and write. He said before them, he couldn't figure it out. He had a learning disability. Y'all know Muhammad Ali was never short of words. He could even rhyme and all of that shit. And he never appeared to be unintelligent. Think about it, ever. And when we remember the young Muhammad Ali, young, outspoken, brash, braggadocious, plus the greatest fighter, tactical fighter ever. He really was the greatest. Very rarely does somebody declare themselves to be the greatest that early in the game and actually live up to the hype. He did. Three-time world champ, when the world champ was the world champ, not all these different organizations, federations, and all that kind of shit. Nah. But as his health started to decline with the Parkinson's, you know what I mean? The doctor said that Muhammad Ali still thinks as fast as he ever did, but now his body is fucked up. So there's nothing wrong with his mind. He still had that sharp mind. But on camera, it's not going to show because the Parkinson's was making him look a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying? It might be that way with some of the supposed to be slow people. It may be that way with some of the supposed to be slow people that we know. Whoa, whoa. So watch out who you be calling slow, man. Because they might not be slow. They might know more than you know, man. But even if they don't, they deserve love and respect. Carol Chamberlain said, LOL. Really, Omar, it's a lot of slow people then because I see lashes everywhere. Hey, listen, I don't make up the rules. I'm not God. But I talk to God. And God told me, like, listen, man. You know, you're really talking bad about those chicks with the long fake eyelashes. He said, but you're right, but you're not being a good Christian. And I said, I thought I was talking to Allah. He was like, now you gonna try to play me? I said, you're right, God. You're right. Don't play the Lord like he's slow. That's what you don't want to do. That's what you don't want to do. All right. The wind blow too hard, they're going to fly away. Hang glider eyelashes. God, Ansel, down here co-signing fake eyelashes. God. You see me dry snitching? All right. Jimmy! We about to get on by here, y'all. You know, we have talked about people acting slow, people being slow, but listen. Anybody who you underestimate can come back to bite you in the ass, and it can come back real bad. Now I'm saying, I hope y'all had a good week, man. I hope y'all had a good day. I got a lot of work to do this weekend. This will not be a nice restful weekend. I got shit I got to do, and I'm gonna do it. It's shit that I don't want to do, but I got to do it. It's gonna be all right though. It's going to be y'all bride, and everything is going to be y'all bride. Thank you, Bone. And everything is going to be y'all bride. We get it done on a Friday night, half of that word. All right, so let's do these birthday shout-outs, and let's get on up out of here. Yo, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, my man, Donald Don Diddy Yameen. His name is Donald Don Diddy Yameen. Turning 52 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Donald Don Diddy Yameen. And also Antoinette Youngblood turning 56 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Vilma Goncalves turning. Vilma Goncalves. And Don Page, happy birthday to you. And Dennis Thompson turning 72 years old today. And Clara Robertson turning 56 years old today. And Cecilia Ibar turning 30 years old today. You just got out of your 20s. How does it feel to be that way? And Michelle Harrell turning 33 years old today. And Troy Fulford turning 57 years old today. And Katricia Robinson turning 46 years old today. And Patricia So Love Council, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, Charisse Perrault. Who is that parrot? Maybe it's Charisse Parrott. Anyway, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 2nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. They were supposed to be slow. Nobody said that they was guaranteed to be slow. And even if they were slow in your eyes, because you are faster than them, it doesn't mean that you're better than them. And it doesn't mean that they won't catch up. And it doesn't mean that they can't learn. And it doesn't mean that they won't get there. And it doesn't mean that they can't love. And it doesn't mean that they can't protect themselves. And it doesn't mean that they can't protect you. And it doesn't mean that they can't be down. And it doesn't mean that you got a front on them and act like they some clowns. Ow. Ow. But they might not be slow. Just because they slow to you doesn't mean that they slow to brew. I said just because they slow to you doesn't mean that they slow to brew. Just because they slow to you doesn't mean they can't hang around. And just because they slow to you does not mean that they ain't down. So watch your step and don't get all self-righteous. Don't get all up on that shit like, ah, B, like you got the upper hand on somebody. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's going to be all right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. And I want to say something to y'all. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I want everybody that supports this show and everybody that I've ever known or cared about, I want them to succeed. Oh, except for my enemies. I want y'all to die in a lake of fire. But, you know, that's on the negative shit. Everybody else, I want to see y'all doing well. So if there are things that I can do to assist that, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't hesitate to reach out. And if there's nothing I can do, don't say shit about it. I mean, I got an ego too. What the fuck you think this is? I ain't slow. So I want y'all to have a great night. And if I don't talk to y'all again, I want y'all to have a great weekend. And make sure y'all check out the Daily Go Get a Business show tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And it's going to really be 11 o'clock, too. Watch. It is. All right. So, all right, Blog Talk, let me get you on up out of here and holler back at you.